This morning, the Florida Chamber of Commerce gathered at the Pepin Hospitality Center in East Tampa. They discussed victories during the 2008 legislative session and issues the Chamber will focus on during the upcoming elections. Brad Swanson is the West Central Regional Advocate for the Florida Chamber of Commerce. He said pro-business groups need to go on the offensive to counter other activist groups who have become well-organized and well-funded.
It is a war that we're engaged in currently. Now, when we pull back the veil of bad anti-business legislation, we see the enemies of business as being the same groups typically every time. And what we're talking about here are our personal injury trial lawyers. We're talking about union money coming in from up north that we're seeing pouring into this state for things like the minimum wage hike. We're also seeing extremist environmentalist groups organizing, and we've seen this as an example in Hometown Democracy.
One of the pieces of legislation the Florida Chamber opposed last year, Swanson said, allowed customers or employees to keep a legally owned gun locked in their cars.
The Florida Chamber's goal is to restore the law to its current status and let property owners decide if a gun is allowed on their property. We're not alone. We've surveyed this. We've polled it. 80% of Floridians support a business owner's right to decide if an employee can bring a firearm to work. We believe that the NRA has made it clear that they intend to wage this legal fight over this issue, and so we're fighting it in court. The judge just delayed the ruling from yesterday to beyond the date when the law goes into effect. We filed this federal suit, and we believe this law is irresponsible and unconstitutional.
Swanson said that Wednesday's shootings in Kentucky are a perfect example of why it's a bad law.
The trial bar really loved this law because what it does not do is hold employers harmless. And as we saw in that tragedy in Kentucky yesterday morning, it's a perfect example. An employer and an employee have a disagreement. The employee goes to the car, pulls out a firearm, and comes in and starts shooting.
Each year, the Florida Chamber of Commerce produces a legislative report card grading each legislator's support for the business community's priorities. On Thursday, the chamber honored the legislators receiving an A rating, including District 62 Representative Rich Glorioso, a Republican from Plant City. Last year, the Florida legislature mandated cuts in local property taxes, a move supported by Glorioso. WMNF asked Glorioso whether the additional property tax cuts associated with January's passage of Amendment 1 went too far.
Well, the bill that the House had passed as we were working on Amendment 1 did not double the homestead exemption, but tried to give exemptions for people who really needed it. For example, first-time home buyers or our businesses. We had a 5% cap for businesses. That's what I was supporting all along. I was a little disappointed in what we wound up doing with Amendment 1, except for the fact that it did have portability, so that's why I wound up supporting it. I would have rather seen what the House had passed initially with the first-time home buyers getting a break. So we'll have to see how that works out. It did hurt local governments more than what the House had proposed.
In November, Floridians will have an opportunity to lower property taxes even more. The so-called tax swap amendment would reduce property taxes, but others, including sales tax, would have to be increased. The Florida Chamber has not yet publicized which amendments they will support or oppose, but Brad Swanson said the tax swap is similar to legislation they have supported. Representative Glorioso said he has some reservations with the tax swap amendment.
Well, a couple of years ago, I would have told you it was the greatest idea going because we had enough revenues to be able to go ahead and provide the money for the schools. I like the idea and the fact that my tax bill, as well as everybody else's in Hillsborough County, would go down between 25% and 30%, which is a huge savings. The concern is, where do you get the money to fund the schools? A 1 cent sales tax will raise anywhere from $3.5 to $4 billion. But the schools are going to require about $8 to $9 billion. So it leaves a void there. Where do you get the money? I keep telling friends who ask me the question, I said, I don't know how I would vote on that right now. I'm still studying it. I'm still looking at it. That's going to be a tough one.
Representative Betty Reed, a Democrat whose district includes East Tampa, said she still needs to study the tax swap amendment.
My principle is to make sure that it is the best for the community. So I could be voting no on that very easily because it could not be the best thing for the area. It might help a few people, but it might hurt more than it actually helps.
One issue the legislature might face in the coming years is whether to allow oil drilling off the coast of the state. Last week, likely Republican presidential nominee John McCain and Florida Governor Charlie Crist said they were open to the concept of allowing offshore oil drilling. Representative Reed said she leans against it.
I need more information on it. I really need to study it more. At this point in time, I said I would be voting no, but I have not studied the issue enough to make that final decision on it. A no vote today would be because of what I know so far.
Representative Glorioso said that oil drilling should be considered as one piece of the energy puzzle.
I think we need to look at it very carefully. If the Cubans and Chinese or whoever it is going to be drilling 45 miles off of Key West, we ought to be drilling with them. There's no reason why we shouldn't be drilling also if there's oil there. I think we need to look at what we have. I've heard that most of what we have off of the west coast of Florida is natural gas. We need to see what we can do. The wells need to be far enough out if we're going to drill that you can't see them, that if there is a spill, you're not going to ruin our beaches. I mean, all that's got to be taken into consideration, but we need to look at it.
You can learn more about the Florida Chamber of Commerce at floridachamber.com. For WMNF News with Sean Canan, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.